You're listening to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, I'm really glad you've decided to join us. A lot of us are hoping that policymakers will get their acts together and rescue us from the warming planet. But there are some of us who are also actively working to build out green technology in our own backyards. Highland Park has been a place for that kind of work recently. It's a space where community residents are working to create carbon zero homes and use solar power to generate lighting and Wi-Fi, which has already happened on particular blocks in the city. It is a really interesting experiment with a lot of implications for one of the most needy communities here in Southeast Michigan. Highland Park has long been neglected with disinvestment, other kinds of injustices heaped on the people who live there. And this is proof that they're not just going to take that. They are going to stand up and say, hey, we can make our own community better. Here to talk about one of the projects taking place in Highland Park is Juan Shannon. He is the founder of Parker Village HP, which is turning a vacant school into a cafe, garden, cultural center, and a space for sustainable housing. Juan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about this project, Parker Village HP. What is it, and how did it come to it to be?
Well, Parker Village is a smart neighborhood concept that we're building in the historic city of Highland Park. And it consists of a community resource center, a net zero housing, a co-work space, steam lab and maker space, also a urban and aquaponics farm, and a healthy choice food cafe. And it came about a few years ago when I was looking for a new home for my multimedia company, Modern Tribe Communications.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the Michigan production complex in Rochester Hills during the height of the film industry. And when Governor Snyder shut that down, it caused a ripple effect throughout the Michigan film industry. So a lot of the people from out of state left and just went to the next town that had tax incentives. And some of us that were from here or are from here went on to create other things. My company has never been dependent upon one part of the entertainment industry. We actually do everything A to Z. And so I wanted to come back to Highland Park. I wanted to come back to my hometown and do something. And I wound up finding a space that was big enough to have film sets and different things like that in it, and et cetera. So in researching the building, my son, who does a little bit of construction, well, he does a lot of bit of construction, actually, but he took a look at the building and then looked at me and said, "You realize it's going to take $2,000 just to change the light bulbs in this place, right?" And that kind of started my heightened journey down renewable energy.
Yeah, all right.
Right. So
necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have a 43,000 square foot former elementary school, the old Thompson Elementary School. And, you know, I've always thought about solar, but, you know, when faced with that situation, I was like, wow, you know, we're going to need to find a way to make sure that, you know, during the development and even once we open, that, you know, we're bringing in enough revenue to just keep the lights on. And so I started my journey I went down to Green Garage, which is down in the Wayne State University area. And they have, I think their building is maybe like 10,000 square feet.
Okay.
Something like that. And, you know, sat in on a couple of their meetings and everything. I found out that they basically were paying $400 a year. Yes, a year.
Yeah.
To heat and cool their building.
Wow. My goodness.
And, you know, that was it for me. I was all in.
You were sold, right?
Right.
And talk about the implications of being able to do that, to be able to create this space that that is more efficient and net carbon zero and things like that. Of course, there's a financial implication, but there's also a lot of other things that a lot of other benefits, I guess, that has, not just for you and your company, but for lots of other people in Highland Park.
Well, there's a large disinformation campaign going on, and a lot of people, for whatever reason, don't realize that the information is out there regarding solar and geothermal, mm-hmm. and wind energy, mm-hmm. and blue infrastructure. And I mean, the implications are huge. You know, mm-hmm. that's why a lot of folks are moving towards it. And here in America, we actually are behind a lot of countries that have already created large-scale projects. You know, you've got Shanghai and Turkey and these other countries that some parts of them are already powered completely by renewable energy. We don't have the closest thing we have to something like that is Apple Park, where, you know, it's a large scale development, primarily powered by solar energy. I think it's like 95%. And then they have an energy efficient building that utilizes some other non-fossil fuel mm-hmm. Generation in order to make up the other 5%. Don't quote me on the percentages, but I'm pretty close.
Yeah, yeah. I want to give you a chance also to talk about the Community Crisis Coalition, which you're part of and which recently won a federal grant. What is that, and what does that mean for Parker Village?
Well, the Highland Park Community Crisis Coalition, HPC3, was formed in 2020 as a response to the COVID pandemic. And we were engaged in trying to make sure that certain resources and things were still getting to the people, food and some essential household items that, you know, folks don't think about, you know, when, you know, they first get hit by an emergency like that. So, you know, we've passed out cleaning supplies and, like they said, food, water. Mm-hmm. And the coalition consists of Mama Shoe with Avalon Village, mm-hmm. Solidarity, which is the executive director there now is Shamika Nichols, the former ED Jackson Coppell, and myself with Parker Village. And so we have been working through this and received a few different grants in the process. And the latest one is the Communities Leap grant, which offers technical assistance to, I believe it's 22 organizations across the U.S. that is receiving around $500,000 worth of technical assistance in order to not only apply for other federal grants, but to help with like research materials and research professionals and things like that to help move along our project. Or projects.
Right. No, it's all a very interesting, it's all a very interesting experiment, really, and not just the idea of green or carbon net zero development, but also this idea that as individuals we can do things that make huge differences on this front and make things that benefit not only ourselves but also our communities. Okay, Juan Shannon, founder of Parker Village HP. It was really great to have you here with us on Detroit Today.
All right, thank you. Appreciate.
That is going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we are going to talk about the promise of carbon zero homes. Detroit Today is produced by Jake Neer and Sam Corey. Our program director is Joan Isabella. Our technical director and engineer is Matthew Trevethan. And Detroit Today's music is created by Sam Bobian and Will Sessions. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station. Your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.